Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's my pleasure, Bruce. I'm glad to be with you.
The Swine Health Information Center has launched a survey to gather input from pork sector stakeholders on its disease monitoring reports. First of all, what was the purpose for launching this survey?
Well, the disease monitoring reports are reports from the veterinary diagnostic labs about the endemic diseases that are within the country and the trends that are happening there, and also about diseases around the world. We're monitoring Poland, we're monitoring China, we're monitoring all around the world for African swine fever, looking for foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever, those types of things. So those monitoring reports are important, but we're really, our objective about this survey is to get feedback and to query people about the usefulness, about what they'd like to see, what they want to see out of it, what else we can do to best serve the audience. That's the most important thing. The value of these reports comes from the information that it provides to the readers and to those people that want to continue to monitor diseases either domestically or internationally. And so that value means that we have to understand what our readers want. And that's the reason why we're doing the survey.
Who is being invited to participate in the survey and why? And what are the deadlines?
We're happy to have as many people as are interested in taking a look at those surveys to respond. You don't have to be on the list, on the newsletter list, or to look at them all the time or regularly every month. They come out monthly. But if you go onto the website and take a look at each of the monitoring reports and then do the survey for each one, that's really what we want to have happen. What's in the survey that you like? What would you like to see? Because we want to do better. There is a deadline. We don't want this to go on and on. We want to make progress. And just like a lot of things we do with the Swine Health Information Center, we want to hit it hard. We want to make progress. And then we want to go on to the next thing. So we're asking people to go onto the website, swinehealth.org, take the survey. It'll only take about 5 minutes, if that. And we're looking for that to be done by June 1st of this year. So just within the next couple of weeks or so, we'd like to have as much feedback as we can get from as many people as possible.
What type of information is being gathered from participants and on what Swine Health Information Center activities specifically?
Well, specifically the activity is we want to know that our monitoring report survey serves the audience. And we want to know that it is valuable to the audience. And so we're trying to get a sense of how valuable it is. We're trying to get a sense of what people like to see. And most importantly, I think, it's also what people expect to see. What would you like to see? What do you like about it? But also, what would you expect to see? How could we improve it? I think that's really the thing that we're trying to do. We're trying to make constant improvement. And in order to make constant improvement, we've got to employ the people that can give us that information back. So that's really the objective and what we're trying to accomplish out of that survey.
How will the information gathered through the survey be utilized, and why is this type of stakeholder input considered so valuable?
It really is valuable. It's valuable because what the Swine Health Information Center strives to do is to make sure that we put out information that's usable and has an impact on the farm with swine health. In order to do that, we have to understand that impact. We have to understand the needs. We have to understand the audience and what the expectations are. So that's the real strive for this, is to get feedback from our constituents, our audience, to understand the different sections of their reports, the monitoring reports, both internationally and domestically, and how we can go on and do better and better meet the expectations of our readers and our constituents.
how can anyone interested get more information or participate in the survey?
Simply go on to the swinehealth.org website. There's a link for the survey right there. It'll only take a few minutes of time to do. One other thing that can happen is signing up for our newsletter. Our monthly newsletter comes out, and each month we have both the international and domestic disease monitoring reports in there. I'm happy to get feedback at any time from anybody. Personal email, telephone call, whatever it takes about those reports or anything else that's in the newsletter or the Swine Health Information Center is trying to accomplish. So while this survey goes on until June 1st, and I think it's a formal way that we can try to gather that input and get some feedback, anybody that goes onto the swinehealth.org website or gets our survey, our monthly surveys, I'll be happy to talk to them or exchange emails with them about what they think about the reports and how they can better serve their needs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think that one of the things that the Information Center is trying to do is respond to the needs of the industry as quickly as possible. Industry chatter maybe is a way to put it, and make sure that we are serving the pork producers and the veterinarians and the pork industries. In order to do that, we move from one thing to another very quickly. We're swine health focused, and we want to make sure that we get the best information out that we can, and making sure that we have communication with the people that are out in the country on the farms doing the things that they do every day is an important part of making sure that we hit that target for the information that is usable. And this survey is a good example of that.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bruce. It's nice to be with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.